now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We were sitting here talking, and the music started. It's been a while.
Hey, wait a minute. I know that music. Oh, that's us.
I did that all day yesterday. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It is a Tuesday.
Another Tuesday edition.
It is. Yeah. That's what happens when you have basketball coming on. So that's pretty cool. Partners back in here with me. Glad to see you again.
Good to be here.
You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott, at S Brower underscore 13.
No, no.
At Scott Brower.
Man, how long has it been?
It has.
At Scott Brower underscore 13. You got it.
Or you can go at Happy Hour underscore SS to check that site out as well.
Yep.
Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website is 1700thechamp.com.
Are we still on FM too?
Yep, we're still 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM.
Excellent.
Rocking. Actually, the FM is, I'm getting it further and further. I think it's since it's
right
spring into summer. I just think you right. get better reception.
That's what they're talking about. It's going to work.
5 o'clock tonight. David Eicholt with a recap of Iowa's Big Ten stuff, championships, and into the NCAAs and what happened, and just talk. Through, I mean, I have a lot.
There's a lot of accolades and awards coming for
both of them.
Both
yes.
those teams, yeah.
B Styles is coming in since he didn't make it in last week because he only had one day, and he is going to be in at 5:21. So I'm just going to do this once today, and then I'll be done with it. This is what you have to look forward to. So March 24th, 6 p.m. Sweet 16 games. The 25th, 6 o'clock. Sweet 16 games. The 26th is a Division II championship game, and then that's early in the afternoon. And then 5 p.m. is Elite Eight games. March 27th is 1 p.m. Elite Eight games. March 27th also has women's Elite Eight games. March 28th has women Elite games. March 29th is the NIT semifinal and championship games on the 29th and the 31st. Women's Final Four is on April 1st. April 2nd is men's Final Four. April 3rd is women's national championship. April 4th is men's national championship. And April 9th, baseball's back. The Minnesota Twins are going to be on. That's awesome.
I know. So what you're saying is if you are a basketball enthusiast,
turn on 101.3 or 1700.
Holy
the
buckets.
There you go. You got it all.
Hoops
and
time.
you get the CBS call too, and man, they've got some good people doing calls. Okay, so we have a bunch of sponsors to talk about. First off is Northwest Bank, Laser Home Services, Woodman Control, BetMGM, Iowa Skilled Trades, I had our air ducts cleaned at Nana's.
That's what you said.
Juan's duct cleaning. I'm giving him some kudos too. Dude was awesome. I mean, it's fascinating.
Right. You said it was a cold day and they had to depressurize negative pressure in the house, but
to get it out, to go out. I swear to you, and that's a lot of equipment. I mean, you got to run a lot of equipment around.
Right.
Nothing. I mean, no. I mean, you couldn't even have told that they were there, except for I had moved furniture around so they could get around. I mean, it was amazing. So, I said that on the show. Hey, you know what? Somebody does something good, or we want to prop somebody up. We're going to do it,
right?
Because we can,
right? Like when we do remotes, that's just out of the goodness of our heart.
Can't
wait to start doing those again.
It's freebie time. We also have Palmer Groups coming up.
Nice.
I have talks with them. We're just trying to hone in on a message, and DMOS doing stuff with 1700 The Champ and with Steen on Sports is kind of more same thing.
All right.
Messaging
segment on a certain day type of deal.
Yeah. To have somebody and trying to, we want to talk to the people too. I mean, that's the thing. We definitely want to talk to the doctors and surgeons and do explanation of things. But with Palmer Group, we want to help. And in order to help, you know, people, because there's all kinds of people that are trying to find work or upgrade work. I mean, everybody's trying to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's something fun to talk about. I have a couple of other things I'm kind of looking into. Johnston School has a really good thing going on, and it's about being positive, and being positive is courageous, because everybody's so easy to be negative, and they're doing that with their high school. Stuart Ruddy is our in-house counsel at Knapp, mm-hmm. and his daughter's really big in this, and I really want to give her a chance to come in and talk about that, because I really believe in that too. So just a bunch of stuff.
What have you
going
told
on.
Me from square one? It's your show, right?
Right. And I mean, anybody can come in here and talk about the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones and all that. And I love doing it. It's fun. I'm telling you right now that when you brought in that Iowa skilled trades and talked about it, my eyes lit up, because I think that's a big deal.
Right.
When I see some of the things that are happening in women's sports, and I'll just say this right now, I watched both the women's and the men's. I watched every game that I could watch. As much as anybody wants to tell you that they're the same and the NCAA is doing its best to try to even and giving them all bull crap. It is so far not even close. And some of the women's games outdrew men's games. Right. So they don't even have something, you know, they could fall back on that every once in a while. And then you look at some of the stadiums or the arenas they were playing in at Iowa State and at Iowa, sold out. People were begging the fire police to let them bring more people in. They said, we can't. Right.
But you got to look. Okay, we've got that. We've got the numbers to do it. But you got to believe. I'm guessing there's TV contracts that have been in place for a while that it's
right. You're going to have to work
lag.
Your way through.
It's a lag, and it's going to catch up, because if you're able to show this that the butts are in the seats, that it's going to come with it.
And you're going to have to try to put pressure on, especially for the NCAA. Putting pressure on ESPN isn't going to do you any good. Right. ESPN can do whatever they want to do, and they don't think anybody's big enough to knock them down.
Right.
I think they're wrong, but I think that's how they think. Fox doesn't have enough money even to jump into this, but the fact that they have to get all this done how they want to have it done, the NCAA, you have to have TNT, you have to have TBS, you have to have these other
True TV, exactly.
Who, when they're not showing NCAA games, is women-driven items on there, and I think that's how you're going to have to attack it. If you really want to see them try to even it out, and I know it's never going to be even, it just isn't going to happen, but we can make it at least so people understand. I've watched both sides. Athletically, there's been some really good men's basketball games.
Sure.
Basketball ability and crispness and watching it for the level of play, women's basketball is way better. They run better sets. They. I mean, just everything they do. I mean, it's turned into the NCAA men's tournament. 80% of the time is like watching WWE. I mean, that's what it's become. I mean, you can hang on, you can bump, you can knock people out of their way. And it's not, I have to tell you, it's not as much fun to watch as it was 5 years ago.
I know. It seems like you watch a game and they're letting them play up until the last 3 minutes, and then you can't
whistle,
breathe.
whistle.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're seeing teams shoot 38%. And yeah, go ahead, hit
that. All right. Listen, I was going to say, since we just spoke with this earlier on our first segment, Build My Future. It is a hands-on skilled trades event. It is April 13th. It's coming around the corner. It's going to be at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. You get to meet employers and try job-specific skills. There's manufacturing, commercial, residential, construction, restaurant, hospitality, IT, healthcare, law enforcement. This thing's expanded. Originally, it was just kind of construction-based, if you will, but they're making it more of a hands-on, wider net of things. And it's all about, they're loading up buses of kids from schools all over Central Iowa, all over Iowa, and they bring them down so they can walk around. If they want to, at one booth, if they want to nail down some shingles, the next one they're in doing the culinary school stuff, you get to go through and figure out, hey, I didn't realize I could do that. And it's because we need to get the trades out there. Not everyone is a four-year school person.
No.
You can go out there, you can work for 2 years as an apprentice, and you can earn a skill while you're making money. And it's different things for different people, But again, it's the Iowa Skill Trades event called Build My Future, April 13th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. For more information, go to iowaskilledtrades.com. Odds are, if you're talking to your child about it, school already has them signed up if they're interested in it. But iowaskilledtrades.com will give you more information.
Okay. If I had you hold your feet to the fire.
Yep.
First weekend of NCAA basketball, you like this the most? I mean, what was the thing that struck you about the weekend?
I knew there was going to be that, you know, to preempt my BetMGM moment here later today, there was going to be that what's going to be the really big upset.
Right.
You know, and that was my deal of who's the Cinderella story, who's the big upset. I did not expect Kentucky to drop off that quick. I don't know. It's like one. I really thought Loyola was going to be, you know, they're always good for a couple. Not so much.
They played well. That's the best I've seen Ohio State play in a while. Right. I think they brought it out in them. I think that was his. I think that was the coach's thing. If you guys played like we've been playing in the Big Ten, this team's going to beat us by 16 points.
Right.
And they played their butts off. That was a fun. That was one of mine. I actually thought the Iowa Richmond game was one of the best games to watch. Just the way the kids were playing. I mean, yeah. And you had. I mean, it was a fun.
Look, yeah, but I mean, from an Iowa standpoint, what percentage were they shooting?
No, I know
mid-30s. I mean, it was painful.
And that's what my biggest thing that I want to talk to David with, and I watched it with Mr. Jimmy Fettis, and he made sure to make sure I tell you hello.
We ran into him at High Life this weekend.
Did you?
And it's because he walked by, and I went, and he's a former pitching coach for Nader, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Early. And Zach. I mean, he was Zach's coach early.
We're sitting at the booth at High Life. And I just did the uncontrollably walk by, and I go, Fetters, like that. And my wife goes, yep. And he turned around, and he goes, yeah, it still is. So,
yeah.
Yes, we ran into him.
So we watched the game together. He works for Baker Group, so
yeah.
we were out there watching. And he kept looking, and he goes, what am I missing? And I'm like, dude, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to ask David this too. He had... how many? It's 40 minutes of a game.
Right.
He had at least 14 minutes in a game where he had a score or two scores with three or four non-scores on the court against a team that was.
Oh, you moved. I thought you meant Jimmy. I'm like, Jimmy's not coaching.
No. But it's just it frustrated me that it's no matter what you do, the end of the day, you have to score more points than the other team.
Right.
And we had so much time that Iowa didn't have.
He stuck around too much with scores. What wasn't working.
Right. And maybe was trying to, you know, you have people that aren't hitting their shots, then get somebody, you know, but we'll ask David about that. I'm trying to think of.
And I love his insight too, because that he is definitely light the fuse, let the Hawkeye go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's some really good teams to watch. Auburn's really good.
Yep.
Villanova's really good.
I was gonna say.
Houston's really good. But now they have to play Arizona, who's playing. I mean, the teams that are left.
Do you have Arizona, Villanova going up each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so who do you get coming out of there? Villanova or Arizona?
Arizona.
Yep. Okay. We're
no, that's that. You. I'm looking at yours.
I was going to say, man.
I actually have Tennessee beating Villanova.
Well, in this little competition between you and I, as we do 1 point for first round, 2 points for second round, yeah, I'm at a 37, and you're at a 41 right now or whatever, so you are beating me on that, but the fact that both you and I have the Baylor Bears winning it all.
You know, and talk about a really weird game, how Baylor can come out and just play that poorly.
Right.
And then have a questionable call. That was the second worst call of the NCAA, is saying that was a flagrant foul. I mean, he did not have his intent was not to hurt somebody.
Right.
The worst call of the NCAA was the hanging on the rim call that actually cost a team a game too. The kid's coming down. He's flying down the floor. He's 6'9", and he holds on to the rim. So if he lets go, he either hits his head on the backboard or he falls straight on his back. What are they supposed to do?
Right.
I thought that was...
It wasn't the showboating call that
right.
It was
intended
flagged
for.
Up to be, right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. I did my 16 minutes of ripping on the refs just for some of the things that even if you watched the Wisconsin Iowa State game, there were like six plays in that game where Wisconsin did stuff that their football program would be proud of and never got called for them. Iowa State got called for them.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they won that game. Now, here's the hard part about all of that is I don't like anybody. I mean, I've learned to dislike Wisconsin. I don't like Greg Gard. After watching Greg Gard this weekend, I wish Juwan Howard would have punched him and not the other guy.
I was going to say you. I'd reach across.
But to lose your freshman point guard where that's what everybody wanted to see, Tyrese Hunter and their point guard go and lose him was sad. But right. Those two really good players on Davison and Davis, yeah, I want to ask David what his take is on those, because you know I going at it all the time,
right.
And they hate Wisconsin way more than they hate Iowa State, so
yeah, exactly,
and
there's history with that.
Yeah, I understand exactly. Now why you would
dislike
them. It's not like playing Texas Tech where they're just playing hard. They're actually trying to hurt you. I mean, if you watch it was crazy. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It is a Tuesday. We will be back. We have, we got another segment. We're good. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. We're trying to give you sports your way every day. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Well, yeah, we are.
Have I got all those cliches out there? Mm-hmm. I got them. They're done.
We're doing okay.
Once again, we have David Eichholt coming in at 5, B Styles coming in at 5:21. Tons to talk about. I mean, that'll fly by. So we'll just keep on keeping on. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. This segment, let's get this one out of the way because I had a good weekend. I stopped betting games and started betting over unders. I dropped points out. I'm looking at who they're playing, how good they are on defense, and I just solely went over unders and went from I had 100 in after the first day. I had $100 in my account, was down to 52, took that 52, and now I have 298 something.
Wow.
Just doing over unders.
Wow, that's good.
And it's crazy because I lost four bets after that first day, and all four of them were by 1 point because it got down to 32 seconds and they just held the ball. I'm like, just let somebody score. But hey,
wouldn't it be cool if the BetMGM app like did a graph of where your deposits go up and down and stuff? Like, wouldn't that be a fun graph?
Yeah, it'd be crazy. It'd be a crazy graph. So hit it.
BetMGM, deposit some money. Or actually, you got to download the app first. Download the app, deposit some money, and take your passion that you think you're the best at, watch some sports, bet on some sports, and have a good time. I did the same thing. I had a little bit of fun with the Notre Dame game. They gave me enough that I put some long shots on, like, Cal State Fullerton and stuff like that. But I still was ahead with just my Notre Dame win that if I maybe would have hit one of those long shots, which they had all kinds of stuff out there, it would have been even better. But I had an okay weekend. Did not bet anything that I'm personally – I guess connected to Iowa State this time because I don't want to be the reason for a win or a loss. But when it comes to betting on BetMGM, there are multiple ways to do it. You got over unders, you've got money line, you've got the spread, if you will. It's a lot of fun. Download the app, deposit some money, have some fun. Bet what you can afford to lose, and always bet responsibly.
There you go. I bet both games. That's the only time I didn't do over-unders. I bet both Iowa State games for Iowa State to lose, and they won. So I'm going to lose $10 until they're either a national champion or...
I was so suspicious. I'm going to be honest with you. Do you know what I did, or I should say the family did, or my wife and I, with some other couples, and we had generations there and stuff like that. We had pretty much a hunter safety day. If it had a trigger on at our house, we went out into the country and we shot clays and target and all these different things. And the first time I looked at my phone, Iowa State was ahead. I put my phone back down and didn't look at it till the end of the game.
I
was so suspicious. I can't do it. I can't. If I watch it, they're going to lose. So
I was all over the place.
No. So but I don't know what I'm supposed to do this week, and I'm guessing no one wants me to watch the game.
All right, where else do... So, I mean, we haven't talked for a while, so what do you got?
Here, I'd like to... We got our NCAA tournament juices flowing here still. I just got to... Because right before break, we were talking about this. So, and I've seen it all over Twitter, the disgust for the NCAA with their ability to schedule. We've got the girls on Friday night, the Iowa State girls, at 9:30, right? At 8:59 Friday night is the Iowa State guys. Okay, obviously, you know, one's ESPN2, one's on, I think it's TBS or whatever. Okay, we've got three schools, if you will, in both tournaments. You got ISU, Michigan, and North Carolina that have both women's and men's. You're telling me you couldn't take one of these two games and flip it?
Right, and just so you know, North Carolina has their women follow the men's game on that same station, and the Michigan men are on Friday, and the Michigan women are on Saturday. So, yeah, that mattered. Iowa State didn't matter.
Just those six games. There's a lot of other games
you could have moved stuff around. And they're like, well, you know what? It mattered on the what the television stations wanted. No, it didn't.
That's a jackwagon move.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. And I don't know what you do about it. And see, that's what the NCAA always says that. Well, you know, they have their right to do that. No, they don't. They pay you money to let them do this. You're in charge.
Right.
Don't let that crap happen. If the television station said, you know what, we really need you to do that. No, I can't do that to this fan base.
Right.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, they're going to say no, so we can sit there and have somebody. I mean, it's not any fun to say the NCAA are idiots anymore. Everybody already knows it. I mean, let's start on ESPN or somebody else. Let's hop on that bandwagon.
I'm guessing the bars. I mean, they're going to love it because, I mean, if you've got multiple TVs at a bar that's going to have both games on, you know, and it's you know, I want the audio on. I mean, it's going to obviously 80% of the time it's going to be they're going to put the audio on the guy's game or no audio at all.
Yeah.
So bars or homes that have multiple TVs hooked up to DirecTV.
I mean, that is...
We're going to have fun.
Yeah, that is the thing that they should have embraced. Listen, we have three of these groupings here. We have Michigan, we have North Carolina, and we have Iowa State. Instead of screwing one, how about we just take all three of them and we make big deals out of all three?
You mean promote it?
Yes! Isn't that amazing?
But they wouldn't do that because ESPN is where the girls are, TBS... you've got two different affiliates, and they don't want to play with each other.
But you still could have made it so they didn't have to put Iowa State playing at the same time.
You mean the school has said, hey, by the way, you know, we're pretty special. We have two teams. Could you not?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not.
NCAA, could you step up and help us, please? So anyway, that's like I said, it's a jackwagon move, and it's too bad. But I'm going to try to watch both at the same time.
Yeah, we pull a couple of TVs and yeah, it's. That angered me, and I don't know what to do about. Their job is to promote the sport and promote the student athletes, and they're not doing a very good job of that.
Right.
All I can tell so far is they're doing really good about promoting ESPN and TBS, and I'm not even barking at TBS and all TNT and those guys.
Right.
it's not their doing. It's ESPN. And we have allowed ESPN to get big enough to where they think they can do whatever they want to do. And
which is funny because they don't – they seem to – their big thing is they always talk about the NFL because it is the monster in the room, right?
Yes.
I mean, even this time of year, they lead with the NFL of what's going on with quarterbacks. And then, you know, then this is their quote-unquote quick cash cow, but they're not promoting it as they should.
No, not at all. And not even close.
Right.
And here's really – breaking into a women's basketball game to say that the Cleveland Browns had signed Deshaun Watson. Somebody out there wasn't thinking that through either. We'll discuss that a little bit. I have to do something just to make Scott feel uncomfortable. So, yeah.
Really? God. Oh. So do you have a place at Nana's house that you can watch
two
TVs at once?
Yeah. So,
Hi, Nana.
Hi, Nan. Love you, Nan. I have a TV that's over where I have my office stuff at, and so I watch it there, but then we just move it. We swing it and put it over by the other TV.
You know Grandpa's got three set up at his place, so he's going to be ready to watch whatever he wants to watch.
Yeah. It's fun, and I assume that Grandpa's just as fun to watch. Nana's a hoot to watch anything with, but having Nana and Jen... when Jen's awake, and the conversation between the two of them, I'm like looking at him going, are you guys speaking a different language? what this code? You know, I just sit there and laugh. Me and DJ just kind of hang out.
Yes.
We're like, oh, thank goodness.
Middle son and his wife, she's a Ankeny school teacher, and they moved the TV out to the front deck on their condo, and I guess she got a little almost over-the-road trucker-ish when it came to the... And he's like, Dana, we got neighbors. You can't do that. So, I don't care. They're blanking us. So
I like it.
It was passion. Everybody's got the passion. Grandpa's got a birthday this week, too.
Oh, so happy birthday, Grandpa. When is that?
It would be today's the 24th.
24th. He's going to be a big old 68.
He's only 69. Come on, dude.
That was your son-in-law, Grandpa.
Love you, Pops. Love you.
Love you too. Okay, let's pick some things here. Free throw shooting, men's and women's, atrocious.
Yes.
What happened?
I thought you were asking me. I'm like, dude, I'm not. I'm more of a hook guy, you know. Yeah.
Atrocious.
Yes.
I mean, I felt sorry for that gal last night. I can't remember if it was the it was the Tennessee game. It was something. I mean, they were up. Belmont was up, and this gal. 12 seconds left, could have stepped up to the line, had two free throws, and she didn't just miss them. I mean, it was bad. I felt so bad for her, and they ended up losing the game, which would have been a huge upset. I think Tennessee's that they have to be a one or two seed.
Right.
Men's game, oh my goodness, it was bad.
Well, no, it was Tennessee was a 4 seed, Belmont was 12 seed.
Yeah.
So but still, I mean, it was, yeah.
I felt so bad for her a bit. And then, you know, and swing that around, Tennessee hit like six, or they might have actually hit 8 free throws in a row. I mean, that's, you win or lose games by doing that. Right. I mean, you have to be able, you have to be, anytime something's free, you have to be able to take advantage of it.
You have to score more baskets than the other team.
I thought that was really bad. And here's my, now I'm really on this high horse. I talked a little bit. It is, just happens to be that we have two in our state, and you and I and Drake. They are what you consider to be mid-majors. And when you see how some of the conference teams who had 5, 6, 7, 8 teams in and how they performed, and then see how these mid-majors performed, at some point in time, you have got to give these mid-major schools the chance and the ability to get in and play in these NCAA tournaments. And the first thing out of everybody's mouths are, they don't play enough good teams. That's because none of the Power 5 conferences want to play these guys.
They don't want to play, right.
And if they do, you have to come to their place, period. That's it. End of story.
Right.
Okay, who's going to do that? I mean, that costs money. You're seeing that all of these teams that were down there, all of the games were tight. I mean, there were really no like, oh my God, that was just, I can't watch this anymore games.
Right.
But when you get six or seven teams from a conference and, or nine from a conference and you have two teams left.
Yeah.
It's the NCAA championship tourney. It doesn't say it's the NCAA Power 5 NCAA tourney. I mean, if these teams have 24, 25, 26, 27.
I understand your passion, but you're being this way to make a point for the people that have good teams, but they aren't seen as much. But you understand that this is a business.
It's a business that is lying about their business plan, because they're saying the reason that they're getting in is because of who they play.
Quad two, wins, losses, all. It's the, this is the matrix, this, and this. And then they turn around.
And then they take their matrix and do whatever they want with it.
Right. But then they exactly.
Now, do I think that Draker, you and I could have won a first round game? I have no idea. I can guarantee you that nobody thought St. Peter's was going to win a first round game. Oh, by the way, I don't think anybody thought they were going to win a second round game. Right. Iowa State went from two wins last year. Two. Yeah. Struggled during the year. People saying they don't deserve to be there. Even get knocked down, even with the number of quad one wins they had during the year, which ranked them like fifth in the country. Knocked them to 11? Were they 11 seed or a 10 seed?
Iowa State?
Yeah, because you're looking at it.
No, they were 11.
11 seed. Knocked them down to an 11 seed.
Yep.
And they get to the Sweet 16 and a little murmur whisper. Well, you know, as 11 seed, they really didn't have to play. You know, they kind of played the lesser of the Are you kidding me?
I know.
I mean, could Drake and you and I have done that? I have no idea. What they do differently than a lot of these teams, and some of these teams that lost badly, they shot so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Texas, they couldn't hit anything. I mean, it gets to a point, and I am preaching on a pulpit that I'm allowed to do because I have a show.
Have you seen, and I know, yes, you have a show, but have you seen, they're trickling in from Vegas, obviously, in his UNLV time. The t-shirts, the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
I love it too.
But just think of that though. Somebody asked TJ if they belonged, and she's like, they didn't win a Big 12 game last year.
Right.
They won two games total.
Okay, say that again. Somebody asked him if they belonged?
Yeah. Do you really think...
They're in the Sweet 16, yeah, for Pete's sakes.
And why he got asked the question, I don't understand. And it drives you crazy. And
that's insane.
I think that's probably lucky that Jamie Pollard, because it was right after that first win, and Jamie Pollard was close, because even though TJ could probably knock this guy out, I think Jamie Pollard would have came and knocked him out. It's just...
Everybody's out there to get clicks.
I know it. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That's two down. One more to go. You're listening to on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ AM. Be right back.
A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. I would love to tell you that we'd love to have do our when we're not on the radio live segments, but sometimes
I don't think
sometimes words slip. And
I was going to say, what is it, the FCC would be like, no, that's not right.
Can't do that. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My buddy Scott sitting across from me. Nice to have you back in here.
Always
crazy
good to
times.
Be here.
You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. I swear, if you don't do this every day, you forget how to do this stuff. I'm like, my goodness. I was so bad yesterday. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the show live by listening to or clicking on the live microphone. I have all the podcasts up, and also have we did a podcast on the NCAA tournament with I did that with the boys.
Yep, that's what you said.
And then Andrew and Nate and I did an NBA podcast. So you have to come over and podcast. It's pretty fun.
Oh yeah,
it was a blast, man.
It might be a NASCAR slash how to properly barbecue on a pellet griller type.
Right, that exactly. Or just
good old fun.
To try to maybe convince Jen that if we could shoot guns sometime, I think that would be really good for her.
I still have you uncomfortably shooting one down at Ron's farm that yes. We might work on some technique with you.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Yes, it was. A lot of fun.
Probably, yeah. There were some things that we shouldn't have done before we shot guns, but hey.
You know, okay,
what do
these
you
are on, and you're done.
I know, and we're done. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. They have two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. I always say it's a great bank. What I consider it to be is a unique bank. I kind of changed my tune a little bit. And it's based on some of the things that they do. I had a special occasion that I have the bank working with both Nana and my oldest and trying to figure out some financial things for them. And I think that's really cool. You came in here today, and it even takes it a step further.
Right. I mean, it's such a comfortable feeling. My stepmom moved from, which I just call her mom, but anyway, moved from Coon Rapids into the Waukee area, and, you know, she doesn't want to have to drive to bank, you know, which you don't have to because there's technology for it, but still, the fact she didn't want to drive to Carroll, she didn't want to do this, and this. I said, look, we know some people at Northwest Bank. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in. We're going to tell them what you want. And they're going to go, Jan, this is Ashley. Ashley is now your banker. You got a question? You can drive 6 blocks down the road. You can walk in and you can ask them a question and they will answer it. You're not just a number. You are a name. You've got a name on the inside and they are going to treat you the way you want to be treated at a bank.
That's what we want with our bank.
So it's yeah. I mean, but the other end of the coin too is for the young, you know, like your boys and stuff, it's the technological standpoint is they're up to date on everything.
Right.
I mean, it's you can go from one end of the spectrum to the other. They are a bank for people.
But it's not cold.
No.
And that's I think that's the part that I like.
I think the word you're looking for, it's not corporate.
Right. It's not corporate, yes.
It's a very hometown inviting feel.
And I will give credit to corporate banks sometimes that they do have extraordinary employees that make it seem not to be corporate. It's not like that doesn't exist, but it's not the high mark that it is at Northwest Bank. So Northwest Bank, once again, member FDIC.
Yep.
Okay, so we have two guests coming in. So I'm just going to hit you with this, and we can talk about it and not talk about it as far as you want. If you were an NFL general manager, would you have made the move to sign Deshaun Watson?
No. Dude, we talked about this. We talked about this back when Miami was massively going after him.
Yep.
I guess at the same time they're trying to go with him, they're trying to go after Sean Payton too, to lure him in and Deshaun Watson down there. I'm so glad they didn't. Here's the deal. Obviously, I'm on the whole, and they know that too, with the contract. He's only going to do $1 million the first year because he's not going to play half the season. Because he's going to be, because of conduct rules within the NFL, he is not going to play. So this is their banking down the road. You preach to me that he is top three, he's wonderful, he's so talented that it's going to be past all his problems of who he is and the circus that's going to be around him. Look, Baker Mayfield may not be the best quarterback, but he had the line, they gave him all the things in Cleveland to get it done, and he couldn't get it done. Because you got to be able to, how do I want to say, focus on the game, but they focused more on Baker Mayfield. Now you've got this circuit that he, yes, is a better talent, but he's still, it's not about the quarterback. It's the circus around him that they're not going to be able to focus. I don't think it's going to work. I think they spent a massive amount of money on a possibly talented, again, quarterback who has been out of the game, who's got a just residue around him. And I hope you the best, Browns. I really
here's the thing that makes it easier. Baker Mayfield is going to cost you that same amount of money because of his contract and what contracts are. Baker Mayfield isn't a top 25 quarterback in the NFL.
No.
Can't throw as far, can't maneuver, doesn't have the IQ that other quarterbacks have. I mean, he's got some issues. I mean, he has issues off the field. Now, he was also ruined because he had some of the dumbest management and the coaches that,
right.
I mean, they didn't win a freaking game.
Right.
So here's the problem the NFL has. Is not only did, and this is the Mina Kimes and some of the big hitters out there who you have to respect, and I understand that. Here's the problem that they have with it all. If they just said, you know what, we're gonna trade for Deshaun Watson, we're gonna give them we'll give them whatever they want, we're gonna bring him in. Okay, but we're not going to elaborately bring him in. They paid him more than he was gonna make anywhere else. I mean, they took what he wanted and added a few. So all of the, let's just take it, not the females in the country, just take it, the females in this industry.
Okay.
They're looking at that going and in their talk show, on TV, doing color, whatever. You're taking a person that has 22 women that have actually had the guts to come forward.
Right.
And you're doing this. And not only did you go get him and bring him in, but you brought him in for more than what he was asking for. Where's the punishment? Where's the?
Oh no, Gary, it's gonna be the 6-7 games that he doesn't have to play next year, so they can wait to the year after that and make his hundreds of millions of dollars.
I understand that. That's what they're saying. It's too much money to give him for somebody that has
was sarcasm.
That. I know it was. Right. Listen, we are two middle-aged males that can't sit in here and talk about anything that has to do with sexual harassment.
No.
And don't want to. I'm on the other side. I'm on these gals' side, and it's not we make it so hard, right? Because if you talk about it, people say bad things about you because you're talking about it and you're a woman. If you don't say anything, we'll see, you're weak. They have no out.
Right.
And then the NFL, who is borderline with everybody, I mean, going from Lawrence Taylor to whoever, don't have a good reputation.
Well, and it goes back to what the NFL wants and needs. They need a story. And if he is talented, even though he may be a horrible person, they're going to get more people watching him wanting to fail than they are with the core group of Cleveland wanting him to win.
Here's the funny thing. We don't know it. There are much horrible persons in the NFL right now than what Deshaun Watson's done.
You're going down a rabbit hole.
No, I know.
You can go in the industry.
I'm not.
There's
good
and bad people.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. And here's what's going to happen, and it's gonna make everybody angry, is even if he does, I don't think he's going to get suspended. He won't get suspended for the whole year. There's no way the NFL is going to do that. It cost him too much money.
I bet you dinner is at least 6 games.
Even 6 games, you can do that. It's Cleveland. I don't think that matters. He's going to come in. He wins a couple of games that they lost last year because of bad quarterback play.
Right.
And maybe the women in Cleveland aren't going to back him, but the majority of the fans are, because that's their thing, right? We want the Cleveland Browns to win.
They're going
to
get TV time again. I mean, I know that because they're going to get the marquee games.
You were getting TV games for Cleveland because Baker Mayfield was a story, his commercials.
Right.
I mean, the dude, just go do commercials. He's awesome at commercials.
I think he's probably going to be in the Canadian League doing commercials, so hope you like Molson, but
it's a bad deal, and that's the bad part about it. It's a big story. Two middle-aged white guys,
right.
One with a lot of hair, one bald. We still don't have an audience
Except for
that I'm on their side.
Right.
That's it. I'm not that into sports that I can look past some things. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're also listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're glad you're here. He's glad this segment's over.
I'm not.
We will be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on